What kinds of problems have been seen with T-DM1? Two that I've heard about are lower platelet count and also liver function problems.
So we do monitor that, and it tends to be a mild thrombocytopenia that develops with TDM and develops typically early on, although I have seen some patients who, because of the small amount of toxicity, are able to stay on TDM for years, and we see some thrombocytopenia developing on the tail end too. But it's easily reversible. It doesn't really result in any of the grade 4 issues or grade 3 or transfusions very minimally. It's more a paper toxicity that we can measure. And that goes for the transaminases as well. We do see transaminitis. I just had a patient last week in the clinic. She was actually on a trial. This was her last cycle of TDM with pertuzumab. She'd had a fabulous response. And so we told her that her transaminases had bumped just a little bit. It didn't require dose modification or anything per the guidelines. But the patient was a little concerned, particularly since she knew herself she'd had a fabulous response. And so I told her that, you know, this was expected therapy. This was her last cycle. We expect that to resolve to normal. It wasn't anything that resulted in issues in metabolizing the chemotherapy portion. But it is something that we look for. We look at the liver functions before we dose patients who've had a trend or have any evidence that the transaminases have bumped a little bit.